The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Major, major changes, lots of opportunities, and bountiful harvest. This is the time and the season that we're in. These major, major events and manifestations are what we could continue to expect in this season. This is an all-out war between good and evil. And remember, we have the authority in Christ Jesus, and we already won at the cross. Okay? And the only way to decisively and to be a part of this great move of God to win this war and win decisively is to obey the Great Commission and let Jesus be the front and center of everything that we do. When Jesus commanded us to go to all the nations and make disciples, he is wanting us to make disciples of people in every sector of society. Just like Jesus, from the greatest to the least of them, they ministered. Same thing with the apostles, okay? In order for Jesus to be the Lord of all and in all, he has to rule and reign with the body of Christ here on earth in every sector of society. And remember, we are not defensive forces. We are unifying force. The gospel of good news. To preach Jesus and apply his ways of doing things here on earth. Just like the book of James said, don't just believe and receive the word. Do what it says, okay? Faith without action is dead. The increased intensity will continue, good and bad. We are seeing the worst of evil, and we are also seeing the greatness of good. The American people are rising up to their greatness, to the destiny as a whole nation, and I am excited about this. Okay? We're seeing it right now, and make sure that you are on God's side, all right? When the scripture speaks about nations, countries are nations, okay? And like I've been telling you all these years, arts and entertainment is a nation, science and technology is a nation, the financial sector or the banking industry is a nation, and so forth. So we are commanded to make disciples of all nations. It means to say in every sector of society, we should not be focused on teaching and preaching and studying how to preach. That time has come to an end, okay? We are going to make disciples and apply the principles of the kingdom that Jesus taught us and build a church that way. Discipleship, as we preach only in the ministry, is now gone. The doctrines of men, they will not be able to survive the intensity of what is coming, okay? We don't train or disciple others to preach, to teach them how to prepare to preach, how to tell a joke, how to grow the number of your members in your congregation, etc. No! We have to be led by the Holy Spirit, and the last weapon that Satan has been using and holding on to destroy God's people is in the area of finances and influence. We let go of influence. This is the reason why the transfer of wealth and influence, its full manifestation, is needed. Remember, when the disciples continued to preach the gospel in power, they did not have any need of anything at all. And it is the Holy Spirit touching people and the people that they disciples to sell lands and to give and to lay it down at the apostles' feet. It's not the people, it's not the disciples, but it's the Holy Spirit. And it's also the Holy Spirit who increased their number. Without the conviction of the Holy Spirit, we cannot get people saved, okay? Now, the new things that God is creating on the earth is inspiration and leading from the Holy Spirit. Inventions, know-how, new technology, revelation, and good and effective stewardship concerning finances. Jesus spent time teaching us in all the four Gospels how to manage wealth, finances. One example of stewardship is in Luke chapter 16, verse 10 through 12. Okay, the definition of a nation or nations is this: a large body of people united by common descent, history, culture, or language, inhabiting a particular country or territory. Now we have headquarters. Listen to me. Hollywood, California is the place or the center or the hub of the arts and entertainment, okay, for many, many years. And now, not for long, because the prophecy that the Lord had me release several years ago concerning the state of Texas, who will lead in righteous governance, and Texas will be the hub of the arts and entertainment and not California. But we need to be a good steward, okay? So it doesn't matter what are the agenda of the news media, the arts and entertainment, the banking industry, whatever. If it's not in accordance to the will of God, it will be shaken. This is in accordance to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27. Anything that can be shaken will be shaken so that the things of God shall remain. Okay? So let me remind you, and I'm going to read it from Passion Translation. Psalm chapter 2, starting with verse 1. How dare the nations plan a rebellion? Their foolish plots are futile. Look at how the power brokers of the world rise up to hold their summit as the rulers scheme and confer together against Yahweh and his anointed king, saying, let's come together and break away from the Creator. Once and for all, let's cast off these controlling chains of God and his Christ. Well, that's why the world hates us, but it doesn't matter. We are taking over, okay? In love, by the way, God enthroned merely laughs at them. The sovereign one mocks their madness. Then, with the fierceness of his fiery anger, he settles the issue and terrifies them to death with these words: I myself have poured out my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will reveal the eternal purpose of God. For he has decreed over me, you are my favored son, and as your father, I have crowned you as my king eternal. Today, I became your father. Verse 8, ask me to give you the nations, and I will do it, and they shall become your legacy. Your domain was stretched at the ends of the earth. But of Christ, this is going to happen before the return of Jesus Christ, okay? He is sitting at the right hand of God, the Father, waiting for his enemies to be made a footstool for his feet. And that is why we have the Holy Spirit here on earth guiding us and revealing Jesus and his plan and purpose to us, okay? Verse 9, and you will shepherd them with unlimited authority, crushing their rebellion as an iron rod smashes jars of clay. Listen to me, all you rebel kings and all your upstart judges of the earth. Learn your lesson while there's still time. Serve and worship the awe-inspiring God. Recognize his greatness and bow before him, trembling with reverence in his presence. Fall face down before him and kiss the sun before his anger is roused against you. Remember that his wrath can be quickly kindled, but many blessings are waiting for all who turn aside to hide themselves in him. Remember the book of Acts, the disciples fell in love with Jesus and they quote, in him we live and move and have our being. So don't be alarmed on what is going on in the world and even in this country. Do not be afraid. God has everything under control. Just make sure that you are on God's side and you are prepared, okay? Our job is to pray and get engaged. In this coming election, November the 5th, you need to talk to your friends, employees, family members, and tell them that they need to vote for righteousness. Let us have a very righteous and conservative Congress, President and Vice President, and let us continue to cover the judges, especially the Supreme Court of the United States of America and all the 50 states' Supreme Courts. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 26, it says, I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counselors at the beginning. Afterwards, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. That is an amplified version. I also like the version of the Message Bible. It says, I'll set up honest judges and wise counselors among you, just like it was in the beginning. Then you'll be renamed city that treats people right, the true blue city. Let me continue. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. God's right ways will put Zion right again. That is what I'm talking about, God's ways of doing things, okay? God's right actions will restore her prodigals. Curtain for rebels and God's traitors, and dead end for those who walk out on God. I mentioned to you on previous broadcasts that when we were in Washington, D.C., Friday morning, the Lord instructed me and Joshua to go to the Supreme Court and take Luis and Veronica with us and pray for the Supreme Court judges. So we take a short tour and we look around. We have been praying for them. But this time, we prayed not just about wisdom and salvation for some of them, but protection for all of them and their family members and staff. We returned to San Antonio, and a few days afterwards, we heard it on the news that a man was arrested for plotting to kill all the 6 conservative judges and their family members. Could you imagine if we did not obey? Could you imagine what will happen? The 6 conservative judges will be replaced by liberal ones before the end of this year. Could you imagine the country will be like? Okay. But this is the role of you and I, is to be led by the Holy Spirit. This is the role also of the office of a prophet. Prophets nowadays, in accordance to the word of God, prophets will function like Abraham in the book of Genesis. Abraham did not prophesy. Prophets nowadays will hear instruction or see visions from God and will faithfully carry it out. It is not about personal prophecies any longer. Prophets, together with God's holy and true apostles, will build the church in accordance to Ephesians 2:20. They will also, prophets will also carry such authority in accordance to Jeremiah 1:10. And listen to this. I'm going to read from the Message. God reached out, touched my mouth, and said, look, I have just put my words in your mouth, hand delivered. See what I have done? I have given you a job to do among nations and governments, a red letter day. Your job is to pull up and tear down, take apart and demolish, and then start over building and planting. This is what this program, the Prophetic Voice of Our Time, is all about. This what we had been doing, because it is upon the instruction of the Lord, exposing the lies, take apart and demolish doctrines of men, and then start pointing towards the way of Christ Jesus. Remember, without Jesus, there won't be any prophecy, not true prophecies. In Revelation 19:10, in part, in the Message, the witness of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. In NIV, it says, the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. That is the very essence in these last days. It's all about Jesus and implementing his ways of doing things and telling the people, okay? Remember when John the Baptist, what was he preaching? The kingdom of God is near. But what else? He said, he called forth the leaders, the religious leaders. He said, you brood of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Don't ever say that you are seed of Abraham. And he said, God can produce children out of these rocks. But instead, he said, produce repentance, the fruit of repentance, or you will be cut down. Okay? The doctrines of men and the doctrines of demons in this kind of anointing, in this kind of intensity, will not be able to make it. They will be cut down. Okay? Because they are part of the evil root that God is pulling out. Amen? Okay. And this is the reason why some people are getting upset with me. They want to drag me way back into old ways of doing things. Some will show up in our services and they demand my time that I minister to them, and I refused. Because the Lord warned me and instructed me not to do this again, not unless He tells me, okay? And people will come, they just want prophecy, and they'll do their own thing, not following the instruction. And when they're in trouble, they call me day and night asking for instructions as if by some magic that I'll be able to prophesy their way out of their trouble in which they caused because of their disobedience to God. You know, there are some instances that that I prophesied to people and instantly manifested, or healings instantly manifested. God is still doing and performing miracles through us. But when it comes to personal prophecies any longer, we should not use that. Why don't you want to hear from God directly yourself? If you have been born again for a long time, and if you have not gotten any word or revelation or direction from the Word of God, or through your praying, or through the voice of God, or the Holy Spirit leading you, and said you are in a big mess. We're supposed to mature, okay? So the purpose of the prophecy in these last days is to tear down, pull out, demolish, overtake, and then to build and to plant, okay? And I seldom prophesy to people anymore, but most of the time it's a prophetic instruction. Like when we were in Washington, D.C., the Lord told me to tell Joshua that he needs to go to the Spy Museum in Washington, D.C., and that Mac and Erica should go with him. Well, I didn't tell Mac, I didn't tell Erica. The other group went to see the Aviation Museum or something. Joshua responded. And he planned to go. And soon enough, without me talking to Mac or Erica, they were led by the Holy Spirit to go with Joshua. And from what they're saying, as soon as they were there, the Holy Spirit started giving them new ideas, revelation. Something was birthed in their spirit by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit planted something in their spirit. And if they continue to pray, if continue to obey and follow the instruction, the Holy Spirit will continue to empower them, give them revelation, know-how, and understanding. Because remember, obedience is better than sacrifice. Now we're about ready to celebrate Thanksgiving Day. And you know, the whole nation will be celebrating my birthday. It's my birthday on Thanksgiving Day, and it's supposed to be a bountiful harvest this season. I'm so excited about that. We're already preparing for it, but I've been asking the Lord and said, how do you want us to celebrate Thanksgiving? In the meantime, I'm preparing. But we have to engage the Lord Jesus in everything that we do, including our plans. And it is time for you to do the same. I posed a question to the congregation last Sunday. If you miss it or if you're not following our live stream, you need to go to sogmi.org and the live stream teachings. It's there. It was last Sunday. Or you can find us on YouTube. And while you're at it, like us and subscribe. Amen? Okay. So The disciples asked Jesus, "How do you want us to prepare the Passover?" They asked Jesus, and Jesus already had a plan laid out. All they need to do is to follow the instruction from Jesus, okay? So I'm basing that based on that scripture. And I asked the congregation, what if this coming Thanksgiving, the Spirit of the Lord will tell us, "I want you all to celebrate Thanksgiving the way it should be celebrated. That is thanking Him and worshiping Him for this country." What if the Holy Spirit will tell us, celebrate the Thanksgiving a whole day in this facility. I want you all to come together the whole day and spend time with me. And I guarantee you, except probably my family, especially my three children, they're going to obey me, okay? I guarantee you, we have a lot of excuses because we shy away from the true holiday of Thanksgiving. People will say, "I already made plans. Oh, we have a family to get together. I already bought a ticket to see a football game or a college football game." Or somebody will say, "Well, I cannot show up in the morning, but I'll show up in the afternoon." So is Jesus the Lord of that celebration? Aren't we supposed to thank Him for it? But we walked away from the real Thanksgiving, and we have forgotten about Him. People will say, "Oh, I already made plans. I already bought a ticket. I won't be here." So what is that? It will tell you something about the condition of the body of Christ. How are we going to celebrate Thanksgiving? We don't even ask Him. But we use the Thanksgiving as our vacation, as a family get together, and to even act and do things like the unbelievers, like the world. So this got to be stopped, okay? Obedience is better than sacrifice. So I've been praying to the Lord. We're going to hold the first prophetic gathering of the saints in the Philippines right after New Year's. I'm asking the Lord if He wants me to hold it before this year. It is the only time that I really prophesy, give personal prophecies. But probably this might be the last. I don't know, but I am going to obey God. Whether people will get upset with me or not, I'm in the ministry to serve Him. I'm at His call, and not somebody else, because I know I didn't apply for this job, but I'm going to do my duty, and I'll take responsibility for what God has entrusted me. So I'm still praying. Mark your calendar. It's Prophetic Gathering of the Saints on December 31st. It will be here in San Antonio, okay? Registration is required, and this time we will not go live stream. I'm getting pulled left and right in the spirit when we did that, and man, it was kind of challenging for me. But this time, we're going to minister before the Lord together. Amen? It is time for us to really be matured by the Christ. And so anything that God has given you, the prophecies that was released upon your life, go back before the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to restore things, to put things into remembrance. And then we'll go from there. You know, when the Lord will give me a dream, I always record it. There are two dreams that I have forgotten. And the Holy Spirit led me to one of them. Oh my gosh, it is for this season. It's so exciting. It is really an exciting life to be led by the Holy Spirit, to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. So for those of you, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You that You baptize my brother and my sister, the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I thank You, Lord, that You give them their prayer language as part of their equipping and preparation for this great move that You're about ready to manifest on the face of the earth. I thank You, Lord, for the full manifestations of their healing. And I thank You, Lord, for the restoration of those things that were lost. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.